Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
You are very welcome back. Now, East Galway native, award-winning composer and conductor Eimear Noone is to officially open the Galway International Arts Festival next week at the Galmont Hotel. Eimear has also arranged the music for and will conduct the 28-piece orchestra in the Big Top there as well. Now, during which the music of Stuart Copeland and the Police will be celebrated, making history, of course. We remember her, so proud of her back in 2020 when she became the first female conductor to perform at the Oscars. Eimear joins me now on the line from Conde na Gaileadh. Eimear, good to talk to you again.
Oh, dear, great, Maura. How are you? It's good to talk to you always.
Listen, Eimear, it's brilliant to have you back in the true land in Gaileadh as well. So when did you land, as they say in Galway, when did you land?
Well, actually, I'm here since the end of May because I had my very first concert in Gaileadh in May, first ever with the National Symphony Orchestra. So I came home for that. And now, you know what it's like growing up with the Galway Arts Festival. And it's such an honor. And I mean, you know, a dream really for a Galway kid to open the Galway Arts Festival and to participate in the festival. So it's great to be home.
I bet it is. But you know, it's strange that you performed at the Oscars worldwide on the world stage and it took you this long to kind of come back and perform at home. Isn't it strange?
Well, you have to build up to the Galway Arts Festival, Maura, in a big way. And it's kind of the story of my life and career is very roundabouts and twisty roads and, you know, the longest way from A to B possible. But there's nothing like a home audience, though. And a Galway audience is a very lively audience. And I just can't wait for everybody to meet Stuart Copeland.
I think that it's one of the most amazing places to see an orchestra is in the Big Top. I remember, I've got a memory, I was telling the team upstairs, and it's going back a lot of years now, that the wonderful composer and pianist Michael Nyman, I'm sure you know his work very well. I remember seeing him, yes, at the Galway Arts Festival, and it was one of those really warm nights, and there's just one spotlight on him on the piano. And I remember all the moths fluttering in it as he played the most wonderful, wonderful pieces of music. Going back to, people remember the movie The Piano, just to let people know, remember Michael Nyman. But that's why it's going to be so brilliant to see you. I've got to see you. Now, what night are you playing first before we talk about all the different music?
So we're on the 17th and it's actually Stuart's birthday the day before.
So this is Stuart Copeland from The Police. Tell us about that collaboration.
Yes, we've collaborated quite a bit actually. And myself, Stuart and Craig Garfinkel, my husband, we just get on really, really well. And we've sort of similar attitude to music and a similar sort of joie de vivre about the whole thing and a bit of a crackness as well, I suppose, thrown in there. but Stuart, when he was doing this project, we have the same manager, actually, Moema Paris, and he reached out to Moema and said, you know, he wanted to try a bunch of different people on some arrangements. And he gave us the task of doing this symphonic preamble to Every Breath You Take. I mean, what an honor for the man himself. I remember writing it and it was just, it happened so easily and so fast. It was just like breathing. It was one of those things that just came really quickly. And he loved it. And from then on, we started working together more and more and more. And Craig ended up producing the album. And we also, after that, we went and worked on his opera he wrote with Chrissie Hynde, called The Witch's Seed, which we recorded together. And then we premiered it in Milan. So we've done a few, and we've done this concert a few times together, and it's always brilliant crack. It is just raucous.
It sounds like that, because he's on drums, isn't he, Eimear? So he's part of it. And then you've got the 28-piece orchestra. And will we hear Roxanne and Message in a Bottle and all those great hits?
Yeah. Yeah, and we've three amazing Dutch Caribbean singers. The girls are fantastic. And I've Jimmy Smith, one of my favorite guitarists in the world, happens to be from Dublin. So actually, he's from Navan. He'll kill me. He's coming down from Dublin
They're
to
merging
play.
into each other these days.
And exactly, they are. But bringing some of my favorite musicians from across the world together with my favorite, musical family from Ireland and in Galway. I mean, this is just like I'm like a kid in a sweet shop,
Eimear, I
This
wonder
is
will you feel kind of a bit more nervy than you did when you did the Oscars back in 2020, back in your home place? Because I get very odd if I have to stand and, do an MC job or something in Galway. I just feel so nervous because when you're on home turf, it's strange. But I have to ask you as well, when you are conducting, are you kind of in the orchestra in your head, or how do you kind of merge the audience with the orchestra? Because you're almost like the conduit to both.
Well, it's funny because you're part of the performance and you're working with the musicians, but you're also aware of the energy of the audience, very much so. And I always see my job is serving, creating a safe space for the players to do what they do best and to serve the audience and help create an atmosphere that just, sort of takes people out of their daily struggles and lives and to-do lists and takes them into their imagination and into an experience that's full of life and joy and is kind of life affirming. That's when it's going really well. And that's the way I see it, is really a bit of both, because also I'm sort of an interpreter in a way, especially for an audience that wouldn't be so used to the orchestra. But this, I mean, with this concert, I mean, Stuart is he's co-hosting as well with me, and he's just so much full of fun, so full of energy. He's incredibly witty and funny as well.
Yeah.
And I kind of never know what he's going to do.
I think that's kind of a good thing for a Galway audience. 51551 is the text because a lot of people today will have gone to the Arts Festival over the years and have their stories and memories of that. And it's strange because we're talking there just a minute ago. I don't know if you heard Paul Mescal and the creators of this new musical about the showband era. And when you think about music, it has had such a huge place in Irish society over the years. But when you look at orchestral music, did we have the same connection with that? And do you think that bringing it to a lot more people in this form will maybe get people more interested to going to big orchestras?
Well, the orchestra to me, and orchestral music is like just a big treasure chest. And it's not something that should be hoarded. It's something that should be shared. And when I'm programming a concert, I always see it like I'm creating a mixtape. Remember back in the day
Oh,
when you're really
yes.
excited and you're so excited about a new song you'd heard or a new piece, and you're just like, oh my God, you have to listen to this, you have to listen. And you'd sit your friends down and you'd play it for them. Or you'd make them a mixtape or a new friend or a new
Yeah.
boyfriend or something that's like a mixtape. I program every concert like that it's, I'm so excited. You have to hear this, you have to hear this, you have to, I want to share this.
Oh, great. The
And it's,
mixtape now has put it in perspective for a lot of people listening this morning as well. Eimear, I just want to ask you as well about your other work because I know you work in the gaming industry as well and you worked for Nintendo. What's that like to create for that? What's the creative process for this very new way of kind of thinking as well, music for gaming? It's still quite new, but it's such a massive area.
well, it's actually old. It's old is new again, and what seems new has been part of our musical lives, especially in the orchestral world, for a very, very long time. And you mentioned Michael Nyman,
Yeah.
and there's a very strong relationship between film music and game music, but both of those musics are very, very related to the classical repertoire in that, what we do is we write music to tell a story, paint a picture, or create a sort of, we're world building the same way the game designers are. We're creating a world to immerse the player or the audience member inside of. And we're using sounds to describe certain things and to describe situations. And basically, it's about immersing you, bringing you inside of your own imagination. That's kind of our job.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the techniques we use are from even as far back and earlier than Beethoven's day.
Yeah, you see, that's funny. It was almost like when you watch Bridgerton now and all the arrangements are Mozart and Beethoven reimagined. Tell me, what are you going to do with Galway Girl? I believe you're writing a sort of response to Galway Girl. You have to explain this to me.
I was telling this to Ciarán, and it's something I've just started out of pure devilment for myself, because I love Steve Earle, and of course I love the
Ed Sheeran version,
the ginger one as well.
The ginger,
and that's with capital letters. You know, we have a very prominent 5-year-old redhead in our family, so we refer to him as the ginger one. It's like the objectification, and it's this lovely compliment to Galway girls, and I'm kind of like, yeah, but there's lots more to us than the hair is black and the eyes are blue. And I'm like, hang on a second, we need to respond to this. So I'm writing a song at the moment called The Galway Girl Response. And the tagline at the end is, well, that's what it means to be a Galway girl.
Interesting.
It's pure devilment, and it's just because I'm talking to you, Maura, that I'm previewing something that isn't fully baked yet.
Can we hear it? I've got to hear it first. I won't share it. I swear to God, you've got to call me, play it to me, or make me a mixtape, because I need to hear this.
I will. I promise. You'll be the first to hear it. And I need notes and comments because,
Seriously? You know,
it must be authentic.
So it's from the Galway girl's perspective, because this is a man, of course, writing about a girl and what he sees in her and what the Galway girl is. But this is kind of us saying, this is who we are. Is that kind of your idea?
Exactly. 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 Hmm. Because there's a lot more to us than the little girlie with the nice hair and the lovely
the grudge,
eyes.
Yes, and book clipping around. Listen, giaf.ie, because I want to give a plug to Galway International Arts Festival, because, of course, Emer, we're going to see you there. But also, I think there is so much on there. What are you going to see yourself if you have a little bit of time?
Oh, I absolutely am going to see the parade, first of all. And we're sitting here at the kitchen table. We have the brochure going through with the kids. We have friends coming over from Malibu, California to see the festival. We have our house is going to be full. Dervil MacDonald, my best mate from college, is speaking at the festival.
Oh, yes, of course, Dervil,
you know, there's so much going on. There's some great theatre going on. There's some amazing art. Paul Fahey is our secret weapon.
He's just a wonderful guy, isn't he, Paul? You know, he's been working so hard on that festival.
Oh, he's like the old school impresario.
He
he's going out around the world finding these treasures to bring back to us. And I only have to drive up the road to go and see world-class theatre and world-class art. And Paul has it all done for us. So, it's an incredibly important festival on the world circuit as well. This is an international festival that's been, and you know, she's getting up there in years as well, you know, and it's an amazing achievement for Galway.
If you can get down to see something, and especially to Emer, do it. Emer Gurumilamad, it's absolutely fabulous to have you home. The best of luck to you, and I'm hoping that I might be able to see you on that beautiful stage, the Big Top. It is an experience for everyone. So thanks so much.
Slán.
Bye. Slán. Let's take a little break. Back in a mo.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.